the discipline of resting and trusting in God. Rest is your promised land. Last year, God gave me this word as I was spending time with him and asking him what my next move was. What should I do next? And very still, I heard the Spirit of God whisper in my ear and in my spirit, rest is your promised land. You are in your promised land. As I began looking around at my situation, thinking, I don't really see too much physically has changed in my naked eye around me. So I don't quite see. I don't have the new house. I don't have the new car. I don't have those things. So my physical land it was taking me a minute to quite understand what that meant. And I very quickly realized that resting in the promised land has everything to do with your belief patterns, how you perceive things, and most importantly, are you willing to trust the voice of God and follow God's path for your life, even if it doesn't make sense? And in your willingness to do that, in my willingness to do so, in my willingness to follow it, that was my promised land, because God was directing now my path and I wasn't in the way of directing it. I had surrendered in 2021 and I said, I fully surrendered. Afraid, but I was tired of relying on my own strength and trying to fix what God had placed inside of me. And so I fully surrendered and trust. And that was a struggle, because at times I would want to pick up my fears. At times when I would look at my bank account and I would say, well, I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to make this happen and I have to go here and why don't I try this and why don't I try that? And all those loopholes, all those ways I was trying to do, this was the very thing that God said, no, rest. What do you mean rest? This has to get fixed. This has to be changed. I have to make this happen. You know, I have these goals to make happen. I have to do this. I have to do that. And God said, rest. And in that rest was trusting. Man, oh man, talk about a level of discipline that I am in now and trusting the voice of God. I was talking with my best friend and one of my very good friends, and I was basically just sharing parts of more intimate conversations. And she was basically talking about how, you know, when you rely on your own strength and instead of the strength of the Almighty, you have to relinquish over your strength, your senses, what makes sense. And oftentimes being tricked or bamboozled by what you think, how you think things should be based out of what you see with your physical eye. And for many, this has been not only my own thing that has been in the way or block that has been in the way of in my life, but it's been in the way in the lives of many people of really fully trusting God and not allowing their, what they think makes sense, their pride, their ego, their fear, in essence, can be a very strong, very stronghold, a very strong stronghold in your life if you are not listening and following. And sometimes, you know, God, the Spirit of God is truth and will always circle back over and over again the truth of what things are. And it is up to you to choose whether or not you're going to take that path and follow God, even if it doesn't make sense. Even if you have nothing in the bank account. Even if your car is repossessed. Or even if your child is sick. Or even if your relationship with your family is broken. Or even if you maybe our God is telling you to stay on a job and you're not trusting it and you want to find another job, or you might, God might be, wherever God has you is what I'm saying. Wherever, whatever God is telling you to do, our fears and our senses of what we think makes sense can get in the way of it, and not allowing the supernatural to happen, not allowing patience to be your guide, not allowing that the Holy Spirit to be your guide, allowing love, which is God, the Spirit of God, to be your guide. And love is the answer to everything, because it's from that space where we have flow, where we have rhythm, where we have trust, where we have serenity, where we have peace, where we feel light. And so I have felt so insecure about this calling because it required me to let go of things in my belief system that would have before, when I wasn't awakened consciously before. You couldn't have even, God couldn't have even whispered anything like that to me, because my channel and what I was synced into, what I was locked into, what I was plugged into was so ingrooved into the world system, was so ingrooved and locked into how I thought I was supposed to show up, was so ingrooved and locked into, a lot of the practices that are fear-based and limiting mentality, and so much of that I was heavily ingrooved in. And so when I know that I hear the voice of God, so when I heard the voice of God, when I cried out to God, and on that day when I awakened consciously, there was belief patterns that in truth that I had to let go of. I had to follow God no matter what. I had to let go of some things. And it was very scary, because here is, you know, you're taught one thing and you're grooved in one, when you're things, you're wired and grooved in one thing, and not to follow the Spirit of God and really to crack through that new path, and to follow that narrow path that God has you on, or to follow really your blueprint. How about that? To follow your blueprint. I was very insecure. And, you know, I heard, hearing from other people, you know, their accomplishments, and God had to constantly remind me, you know, my very close friend had to remind me, like, you can't look at everybody's situation because you're insecure about yours, and comparing your journey with to theirs, or where you think you should be to yours. And I really had to sit with that thing. I really had to be disciplined to trust God's voice and to follow God's voice. I have had so many opportunities that has come my way that I have been tempted to not follow the voice of God. And it has been a practice. It has been a skill that I constantly talk to God, because this is a constant renewal of my mind of saying, no, I'm going this way. I'm following this way. I understand that this is the glitz and glimmer. I understand that, oh my God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, God, oh, this just hit me.
Sometimes God will put you in a place of isolation, will put you in a place of what you think is, in a place of feeling cold, or in a place where God has maybe stripped things away from you. But in actuality, it's really God saving you. It's really your soul's cry pushing you to your highest good. And so being sometimes often sometimes not really understanding what manifestation really is. I used to think that manifestation really was in the physical hard work. You know, the physical hard work. That was just how I was raised. You work hard at it. And there is a time and a place, of course, for physically doing the work. I'm not negating that. I am talking about the supernatural. I'm talking about doing the internal work first. It is the internal. It is what you are vibrating on. It is being in tune to that. And that, and in that is where you become locked into the Spirit of God, where you become locked into that flow. And so with my naked eye, if I've looked at my situation sometimes, and oftentimes I will get triggered and I will want to solve the problem, and I would never consult God. And I used to never consult God about it. And so this time, being that God speaks to me so clearly, and being that my spirit is so sensitive and in tune to it, when I have those fears, when I have those triggers, I know what the truth is, no matter what. And so in wrestling with that fear, what I do is I'll, either write it out on a journal. I'll sit with this. Sometimes I'll go for a walk. I'll talk with my best friend. I'll talk with someone who I can confide in. I'll talk with my family, the family that I can't. Let me be specific. You can't talk to everybody who is your family. So I want to emphasize that. Not everyone. And so being able to talk to and converse with people that you know that you have a safe space in, and you know is going to always pull you back to what God said. You need those type of people in your corner. And if you don't have those type of people in your corner, you came into the right place, because I'm one of those people. And if you might say, Cammy, I don't have those people. I don't have those kind of people in my life. Well, welcome to this podcast. I'm one of those people. So you have no excuse. So that solves that. Whenever you feel you have to doubt, or you feel the need to go back to fixing things, when God has told you to be still, when God has told you to put that to put that stick down, or to, you know, whatever God is telling you to do, move forward, stop, pause, listen, whatever God is telling you to do, if you are not having somebody in your corner that's pulling you back to God, you need to not be listening to those folks. You need to say, give a nice greeting, send them love, but they do not need to be, this is very, very important, they do not need to be in your space, in that intimate space, because their energy, hear me good and hear me clearly, their energy is going to pull on you. And if you are new to this, or if you are really working or doing the internal work and you are diligent about it, you need people in your corner that's going to continue to make you become in alignment with that truth. And if you do not have those people in your corner, you need to love them from a distance. Love them how God is telling you to show up in that matter. So what I'm saying is, ultimately listen to God at the end of the day. Okay? And at the same time, I want you to also recognize what it is. If you are not listening to that, and you're disobeying that, or you feel like, maybe I should, or you're giving excuses as to why you shouldn't let that person go, or keep a certain distance from that person and love them anyway. You can detach energy wise from them and still love them anyway. Because here's the thing. Now people are not willing to go where God is calling them to go. And also, everybody can't go with you on the journey where God is taking you. And you, it's expensive. It's too expensive to not to not listen to that. It's too expensive to not follow that path. It's too expensive. It puts you in a constant carousel. Going around the carousel, around and around and around the carousel, never getting off. That's too expensive. When there are higher heights, deeper depths, where, you know, God is calling you, expanding you, right? I'm only speaking this because I'm true to this. This is how I live. This is how I live. I live by this. Do I get triggered? That's why I'm doing this podcast. To encourage you, to nudge you back to the place of truth. To nudge you back to the place of truth. Stand firm in it. Stand firm in it. Stand still. The glitter, the glitz, and the glamour, the temptations of, oh, maybe I should do this. Ask God. God will speak to you. And if you're like me, you don't need, I don't need to sit in Indian style to hear, to get in that place to hear from God. There are times when I do, and you know, what I'm saying is God can speak to you at any time, right? When you know the truth, and sometimes some of the times, I don't know the percentage, but there are times when you don't even need to speak to God because you already know in your spirit what the truth is. Yes, I might need to hear that. Somebody need to hear that. Sometimes you already know in your spirit, and you just kind of really, you know, go to God to, I don't know, you know, for maybe validation or, you know, to confirm what you already know. So rest is my promised land, and, staying true to that and understanding where God has called you to be. And I can't tell you how many times I've been triggered to when that fear comes up. But like what was shared with me in the conversation that I had this morning was like, you have to, you know, and this is the power that you have. You have to recognize what those fears are, and you have to crush those fears. Like, hey, I feel you. I feel you in my body. I understand what's happening, but nah, homie. Sometimes you got to talk to it, and just staying aware, you know, staying aware what those fears are. Sitting still, as oftentimes I sit still and wait till it passes. You have to do it and stand firm no matter what. I have experienced so many situations, and one in particular that comes to mind where God had told me something, and right after God had told me, I had encountered or experienced a situation that went totally against what I heard. And when I experienced that, it made me scared in my body. It made me tremble. It made me want to fight back. It made me want to be defensive. It made me want to rely on my own strength. It made me want to put my fist up. It made me, you know, have not it made me. I allowed it, that, you know, the fear that I had kept inside of me, those belief patterns. You may want to repeat that. You may want to rewind what I just said. Those belief patterns that were rooted in fear that I still had festering inside of me. I had to become aware of what was happening. Say, oh, no. We're not relying on that old strength anymore. We're relying on the strength of God. We're relying on the Almighty God, whose strength is greater than anything. It's greater than anything. I didn't know God like this as my personal Lord in my life, my personal, until I had an encounter with God. I have been relying really solely just on the world system, solely relying on the strength of my own. I didn't, you know, if you've been following me, I didn't have these belief patterns of trusting God in its totality and all aspects of my life. What? I didn't have that. I only knew God in part. I only knew God through a limited understanding, because of this shell or this identity, and in which I was, in essence, took in and absorbed and took in certain belief patterns about myself and took in certain understandings and certain experiences that I had, you know, and this is how I built my sense of identity. And so when God showed me, no, that's not you, like, we're breaking all of that off of you, that fallow ground, we're breaking what isn't true, you know? And so to take that path has been an indescribable journey, but a journey that I will always seek after, a journey that even in my fears, even in my temptations to not follow God, I will always, at the end of the day, even with my knees wobbling, will stay with God. Because I know in truth, my spirit knows and your spirit knows. It just may have been dwindled down and watered down by the noise of the world, by the noise of life, by the noise of social media, by the noise even of family members, by the noise of even certain leaders. That's why you got to discern and listen, be in tune. This is God speaking. This is for somebody. Discern, listen, be in tune. Discern. Listen, be in tune, and flow from within. Flow from within. That is your life source. That's where the kingdom of God lives. Repent. You remember John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is at hand. Turn. The kingdom of heaven is within you, and the kingdom of heaven is God's way of doing things, the level, a higher consciousness. Having the mind of Christ, having the consciousness of Christ, you just flow differently. And oh my God, if you go back in my library, God put this in my spirit in June of 2023. And that's what, because that's when I did the podcast. June of 2023. And if memory serves me correctly, I believe God put this in my spirit even before then. But I do remember when I look back on my library, I put rest is your promised land. And so that word was very advanced for me at the time. Because I was still looking at my situation. I was still afraid, you know, and it's okay. Because we grow, we develop, we mature into God's promise. We grow, we develop, we mature, we become in alignment with God's word, with our spirit. We grow. We become in alignment with it. There are things that we let go about ourselves, and we grow, we expand into the alignment of God's word. So we become word in flesh, like Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. We become word in flesh, like Jesus. We become word in flesh. This is why Jesus came down. To awaken the consciousness of God's people. And if we could only tap in, if we could only believe, flow from within. That's your life source. Flow from within. Whew. God is calling you higher. Y'all, when I tell you I had no clue. Wait. I had no clue that I was going from glory to glory in higher heights. When I, you know, called my business A Higher Love, when I gave God and I said, God, show me who you really, show me me, you know, I know all the things that I've carried, the internal baggage, show me me. I did not know the path that I was going to get ready to take within me. I didn't know that I would change and I would be this new creature in Christ. I didn't know that. I didn't know the things that I had to let go of. I didn't know that God was tied to every aspect of me. I didn't know that the things that I was tied to and how I thought I had to show up, I didn't know that God wanted me to let go of that. I didn't know the intimacy of the divine like that. I wasn't awakened to that. I felt it. I've always had the gift. But I didn't know. Now I know. And I will continue to follow God. Continue to trust God. I will continue to do the work. And I will continue to stay aware. And I am not ashamed to say when I'm afraid, when I'm triggered. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't like it, but I'm not ashamed of it. I get afraid, but I work through it and I allow it to pass and I will continue. So it's very important. Y'all didn't learn about relationships, who to have in your life. It's very important who you're tied to energetically. It's very important as far as inviting certain people into your intimate part of you. It's very important that you discern that, because once again, like I said, not everybody is willing to follow God fully in their own lives. And also, not everybody can go with you. And there are people that can go with you. There are people that can go with you. And you know who those people are. You know in your spirit who God is calling. You know in your spirit. I don't even need to go into detail because you know. Just stop fighting it. You don't need to defend. And I had to learn that myself. You don't need to defend yourself. Let God be your defender. And just follow his way and his truth. That's all I have, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you know somebody that could definitely, you know, gain from this or glean from this, by all means, share this with them. I'll leave the description at the bottom if you would like to work with me in helping you heal from your subconscious fears and your subconscious belief patterns. But other than that, you guys have an amazing day. Play this thing over and over if you need to hear it over and over. I would encourage you to do some practices to help you stay in alignment. Watch how you eat. I'm not saying he'd be perfect, okay? I just had some cinnamon bears last night, and they were very yummy. I had a piece of a candy bar. Y'all know what I'm saying. Be mindful of what you are consuming in your body on a regular basis. that stuff plays into it. I'm not saying perfect. You heard my example of what, you know, how I'm showing you. Like, yeah, I told you I just had some candy last night and loved it and didn't regret it. But overall, I eat healthy and I eat whole. That plays a part in how in your spirit. If your physical body is unhealthy, you know, if you're consuming a lot of junk in your body, is really, it's all in alignment. It's all in alignment. Okay. So you gotta, you know, put discipline to that flesh and balance at the same time. Ain't nothing wrong with having a burger every now and then. Nothing wrong with having, y'all know what I'm saying, right? But the overall balance of that, you know, is everything. I was going to share something else. Stay in the practice. Once again, be mindful of who you're inviting in your intimate space. Right? Some people you got to keep in, you know, arm's distance and still love them anyway. But, you know, inviting people in that intimate part of you is very essential. And understanding that, because everything is energy. And being mindful of what you are tied to. All right? Sorry, I got interrupted. Being mindful of what you are tied to is everything. Everything is energy. Okay? Being mindful of what you are tied to. Being mindful of, you know, listening, you know, getting to that practice of listening. You know, God might give you an instruction. You might not like it. I remember Bishop Palmer said, now, when you go to God and God shows you and he'll give you the instruction, don't get mad at what he says. Now you or don't, you know, rebuttal what he's saying. Gotta listen. Yeah, follow those practices. Drink plenty of water. Flush your system. Drink plenty of water. Be mindful of what you engage in. Sure, it's balance, y'all. Do you get what I'm saying? Balance. 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 Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor. Neighbor, balance. Okay. yeah, so this is a good word, y'all. Like I said, I'll leave my link at the bottom. But y'all, listen, I'm out. I'm done. Thank you for tuning in. And that's it. Hope you got something good out of it. Take care.